Yeah, neither was I. Just stay aggressive. You know, just move the ball around. You know, just get it in the playmakers' hands on the team offensively and just go out here and just try to – we got to score points. You know, field goals are good, but touchdowns are better. You know, we got to score touchdowns. We got to find ways to score touchdowns.
You all in the Saints, you all usually have good, hard, tough, clean games. We saw Pittsburgh and Cincinnati last night. That kind of went the other way. How do you look at them as your tough competitors and rivals?
Yes, New Orleans is always a tough competitor for us. They know us, we know them. You know, it's all about doing right longer. You know, not staying and getting in those heated battles where it can turn into personal fouls and things like that. Just, you know, we at the end of the day, we got to go out here and do our job and don't take it personal and do, you know, crazy stuff on the field.
Julio, the defense a lot better than they have been in years past. What's the biggest difference in your eyes?
Defensively, just I guess their front. They've been doing really good. We watched a little film today on the corners, but not a lot because at the end of the day, like, we already kind of know what they're going to do. We really just got to work on us right now, just trying to figure out ways for us to, you know, just get grooving, making plays and scoring touchdowns.
Has it been something different every game, like when things haven't gone well? Or is there any consistency when the offense isn't working?
I mean, you know, just last week, it was just us. You know, it was just us. Just staying positive. Just going out here and just getting this work in, you know, preparation. Just keep going out here, putting this work in, and hopefully, you know, we can, when game time come around, we can go ahead and execute.
I would just think that's frustrating when you know what you guys have, when you look up at the scoreboard and you see the point total. It's like, no, I know we're better than this.
I always say I'm never frustrated. You know, it's always you gotta find ways to fix things. You know, you can get frustrated and get stuck in your ways and don't want to do this and communicate. Everything is team. So you gotta communicate with each other and understand and. The only way you can fix it is by communicating and keep working towards something.
What word should I use instead of frustrated?
It's just a negative word. I'm not a negative person, you know. So, like, when you ask me a question about something, like, don't ask me nothing negative because I'm not going to agree with you. Every time you come with it, I don't know, you know, just don't use frustrating.
You like can, me. You can choose anything
you want to answer. Yeah, that's it, you know. Is it frustrating? They just want you to be like, yep. Yeah, it's very frustrating. Then it's like, oh, well, Julio's frustrated about this.
Well, I know.
See, nah, it's not going to. I'm just, you know what I mean?
Well, okay, so, well, I know you're not happy.
So. Yeah. It's just like, I mean, we're talented. And it's all about, we just got to keep working. That's all it is. It's not like you're frustrated in somebody or this and that, whatever. It's like, we better than this. We got to come together and make plays. That's it.
Is it surprising, though, you're this late in the season still trying to find a way to be that?
Nah, you just, every week it's a different challenge. You know, every week is a different challenge for us. But it was just because last week, like, we better than 9 points, you know, way better than 9 points. But it's over and done with. On to the Saints right now. We'll be good.
Does the short turnaround bother you at all? I know throughout the season, other players from other teams have said, you know, there's not enough recovery time. Mm-hmm. How do you think about that?
I feel great. I'm ready to go. You know, whatever they throw, I'm ready to go. I didn't take any shots. I mean, it depends, though. If I was taking a lot of shots or I went through a lot, you know, Sunday, then I'd be like, okay, it's a quick turnaround for me. But I'm fresh. I'm ready to go. I slept well. Got my massages, took care of myself. I'm ready to go.
Are you kind of surprised as to how Mercedes-Benz Stadium, it doesn't seem to be as loud as maybe the Georgia Dome? Do you think fans are just getting used to the place?
I don't know. I don't really listen to it. You know, I just go out there and just do my job. Like, I don't look in the crowd. I don't try to see who's there, noise, things like that. You know, my biggest thing, when I'm on the field, offense, I just try to keep them quiet.
Did you watch any of that game last night?
No, I didn't get the chance to. I was asleep.
Some of those plays,
they've been talking about the first take, everything. So, yeah, I didn't watch it, though, like the whole game. So, it was like a heated battle, though. Like, everything was kind of heated. Like, they was going at each other, so.
Is that at all troubling you as an NFL guy when you see some of those hits that were doled out and what happened there?
I mean, everything's, you know, you can have your opinion on it. But, like, I can't. They just showing the hits. So it wasn't like I can see the whole play, the timing of the play, things like that. Like, just looking at it, it looks vicious, but if you're not looking at the timing of the play, how it happened within the play, then, you know, you can be like, oh, yeah, this is, that's like one side of the story.